Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promodj.com, exclusive-vodka.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com.
Yo, what's up, guys and gals? It's your boy Zay again, back with another mini pod on Culture of Dad podcast. Today, we're going to be visiting the subject of lies. Like, seriously, what the fuck is the point of lying again? I mean, seriously, no joke. I mean, I get it. Everybody in our day, in this day and age, tends to lie here or there for some reason or another. It's pretty common. We justify it with all sorts of logics. You know, there's plenty of reasons. I mean, I've heard all sorts of reasons like, oh, just omitting the truth, omitting certain aspects of the truth is not necessarily lying. You know, the popular modern right now, do it for the gram. Everybody fronting online with the social media, taking pics. Everybody wants to look like a guru, living this high-end lifestyle. But you see these motherfuckers out there in the street all day and they broke. That's okay, whatever. You can put out whatever image you want because it is so damn popular and trendy these days, right? I mean, hell, we all want to be celebrities. One of my personal favorites is the self-preservation lie, right? I mean, we got to lie to protect ourselves, basically. I mean, I don't want to get in trouble or I don't want to get put on blast. So, you know, I throw up a little lie, cover it up. Nobody knows. I stay safe. I mean, that, at least that logic behind lying, that one makes a little bit more sense for me personally. But there are all sorts of reasons for lying. Now, I don't want you to get me wrong. I'm not here ranting about lying because, oh, somebody just lied to me and I've been deeply hurt and wounded. I'm just thinking about it because actually my 5-year-old son has hit that stage recently where he's starting to lie. And luckily for me, he is so bad at it. So I haven't had much problem with him trying to get over with it because I always pretty much catch him just because, like I said, he's really horrible at it, which is a good thing. I kind of try to encourage his telling the truth more by rewarding him when he does tell the truth. And when he does lie and he gets caught out there, well, shoot, he got to face the consequences. He got to accept the consequences for those actions. So he seems to be tapering off. But, you know, catching him in a lie recently just got me on the train of thought. Why the fuck do we do it? I mean, we start out small. Usually we start out when we're little, probably around his age, where you lie about something to get what you want, or you lie about something because you're scared of getting in trouble, whatever the case may be. We start out then, and if that thing is not nipped in the bud, it tends to grow and grow and grow, and we can continue to do that forever if it was up to us, probably. I know that's what happened with me. I started out when I was young, and shit, by the time I was like in my teens, I was damn near a pathological liar. I mean, it was really bad. I found myself lying for no freaking reason, just telling lies just because that made me feel good. I don't know, it made me feel good to get over, or maybe wanted to make myself look more important than what I actually felt, or whatever particular reason. But when you find yourself just telling lies for no reason, and you start to mix the truth with the lies, and you start forgetting who you told what to, and it's getting so like, I had a problem, and I see a lot of other people out there with the same problems, and it just occurred to me at some point, it's like, why am I doing this? This is just causing a headache and lots of unnecessary drama in my life. Who the hell has time or need or desire for freaking drama? I finally come to the point where just telling the truth is just so much easier. You always hear the old honesty is the best policy. And it sounds so ideal and yada yada. But plain and simple, for me, honesty is just less of a pain in the ass. I mean, I don't have to freaking keep track of my lies. I don't have to worry about whether or not I told this person this or somebody else. Like, seriously, just tell the truth and everything stays straight. Sometimes it may lead to somebody being hurt in the moment temporarily, but when you can find that courage to just be able to face whatever comes at you head on, then oftentimes I usually find that for the most part, we have it in us to take care of whatever we need to take care of. And these fears are usually built up more in our minds. So at the end of the day, what the hell is the point of lying? I mean, if you have a quick answer for that, feel free to chime in, leave me some examples, let me know, because... And we're back. Welcome back to the Culture of Dad podcast. It's your boy Zay here. We're just continuing on with the conversation we just left off with. The topic is lies. Be sure to leave a comment or call in if you have any thoughts or opinions on this topic. And I am going to continue where I left off before our break. So, basically, this topic's got me thinking about how I got into lies back in my heyday of being a liar. Man, it's ridiculous, but I told some serious whoppers. I mean, like I said, I was telling lies left and right just for the heck of it, not even having any real reason other than because maybe it made me feel good, or maybe I just felt like that was the thing to say. You know how it is, locker room talk, the guys, or shoot, everybody has had sex in high school, right? Or in junior high school or whatever. Like, you with the fellas, you lie about that. Or I remember one whopper that my best friend from freaking junior high school to this day did not realize was a lie, and he just brought it up to me maybe a couple years ago, and I had to really think back and remember that silly lie I told and apologize to him to let him know that no, that wasn't true. I told a lie that the rapper Wyclef Jean from the Fugees was my cousin, because I'm Haitian and naturally all Haitians know each other. So naturally, when I told that lie, everybody picked it up in the school and they ran with it. Next thing I know, people came running up to me to confirm, hey, you're Wyclef's cousin? Oh my gosh, that's Wyclef's cousin. And you know, once the popularity cool points picked up, well shoot, I just had to run with it. Next thing I know, that lie spiraled out of control all throughout high school, and I forgot all about it after high school until my best friend just brought it back up maybe a couple years ago when we were hanging out, and he was like, oh, how's your cousin Wyclef? Who? Wyclef, your cousin. I haven't, you know, seen him in the media or nothing lately. Is he good or whatever, whatever? Oh, that's right. I told that lie. Dog, Wyclef not my cousin. I don't know why I told you that. I'm so sorry. But yeah, that's kind of the game with lies. Like, they tend to just spiral and circulate until they come back around, and you either have to reinforce it or completely dismantle it or allow the drama to hit you. I don't know what would have happened if that lie circulated the world and Wyclef ended up hearing that there's some kid in the Bronx that's claimed to be your cousin. Like, I'm sure there's plenty of famous people walking around to this day like, I don't know that motherfucker. There's all sorts of people who think they're my cousin. I don't know them either. But yeah, I mean, that's just one of the whoppers. I mean, I remember forging my mom's signature when I was in school just to get out of trouble. I mean, I would do something bad and they'd send home a note. Have your mother sign this so we know she read it. She knows you, what you did was wrong and blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, yeah, I became a master forger prior to junior high school because I was forging my mother's signature so much. Believe me, when she found out one day, when she went into my book bag to check my homework before school and found some letters in there that had her signature, that had her signature forged perfectly, whoo, she whipped my ass. Not a joke, but I probably deserved it. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, we've all probably told some whoppers. I'm very curious to know what kind of whoppers you might have told growing up. My son, on the other hand, he's telling silly little lies just for the sake of it. Like, oh, he just got a snack from me. And then he'll go and he'll see his mom and he'll tell her, you know, I didn't have any snacks. Can I get a snack? And I'm like, wait a minute. You just had candy. You just had goldfish. And now you're telling your mom you had no snacks because you want more snacks? Get out of here, kid. What did I tell you about lying? So, you know, it's these type of things. Sometimes they seem so harmless, but then sometimes they're major life-altering issues. And when that happens, it's a real problem. A real, real problem. So, for me, I'm just learning at this point in my life, it's so not worth it. It's so not worth the headache. It's so not worth the drama. And I don't know about you, but just telling the truth is a lot easier. Less headache, less stress. It's a breath of fresh air. Anyway, what about you guys? What do y'all think about that? What do y'all think about lies out there? I know there are lots of people who think white lies don't really matter, don't really hurt people. It's okay to lie to protect other people's feelings. Where do y'all stand on the issue? Let me know. Leave a comment. We'll be back. You're back again with your boy Zay. We're here at the Culture of Dad podcast, and today we are discussing lies. So let's dive a little deeper into some of the issues that lies may cause, some of the damage that lies may cause. Let's talk a little bit about lies and relationships, because we all know that we've all dealt with them. Whether it be cheaters, whether it be just lying over financials or lying about anything else, we do know lies can cause some major irreparable damages within our relationships. It's a shame because, you know, people lie left and right for all sorts of reasons. And like I said earlier in this podcast, and well, with relationships is no different. I know a lot of fellas out there would lie to get the nookie. Tell lies because, hey, we want some ass. And, you know, women seem to love to hear good, sweet nothings whispered in their ear. And us guys, well, unfortunately, the pattern and the trend has been that we have no problem whispering those good, sweet nothings in her ear, even if they are lies. Those probably the best lie that's often told that many people complain about is hearing the lie of I love you. Yes, I love you, baby. Now give me the pussy. Yeah, see, that doesn't exactly work because, well, if you don't actually love her and you just said that just to get the pussy, well, after you get the pussy and she actually falls in love with you, well, then you have a problem, because when you're done with the pussy and you really don't want her and she is possessive or stalking or whatever, well, that's just more drama you've invited into your life because you wanted some pussy. Yes, yes, yes. We do dumb shit like this all the time. But ladies, y'all not off the hook because y'all know y'all do the same damn thing. Y'all lie with your image, with the way you look, with your sexuality. I don't know how many times I've come across women who will tell me all sorts of things like, oh yes, I am a freak, I love sex, I love this, I love that, I'm all about whatever you are into. And then you get with that chick and you find out she is not about it. She ain't about that life. She ain't the freak you thought she was. She ain't the gamer you thought she was. She ain't into the nerdy shit you thought. Nah, but now you're stuck with this chick who basically thirst trapped you because, well, you're a guy, you probably were thinking with your penis, and you got caught up in her lies, right? Oh, hell, shit. Sometimes some of these women out here be fronting, lying with the makeup, with the image. Like, oh my God, you think you got yourself a bad bitch? Next thing you know, you got yourself, mother goose. But, hey, these things happen, right? We gotta put out the image we want to, well, to make the life we want. You gotta fake it till you make it, baby. But sometimes faking it till you make it tends to lead others on, and it's just like false advertisement. It's not an all-in-out lie, but hey, you know, lies are lies, whether omission or flagrant and blatant. So these are just some of the thoughts, some of the ways. I know one of my cousins recently got into an issue with his wife just because of financial differences, you know. They got together, they got married a few years ago, and, you know, he thought all was well. She was a professional handling her business. He's doing her thing. They thought he was going to come together to build a kingdom. And then he got with her and he found out she was $60,000 in debt. Oh my God, $60,000. All of the credit and all of the money he'd been stacking and everything. Well, she hadn't really been stacking. She was kind of living check to check and living off of an image, but she wasn't really, you know, doing what she had to do on that end of things. And so, you know, years later, when they thought they would have the starts of a kingdom, you know, beautiful home and building a family, they are still living check to check, paying down that $60,000 in debt, you know, and it is a huge, huge burden on their marriage. It's really a damn shame because, you know, I fear personally that, hey, this might be the thing that tears them apart, and I'm praying that they can get past it, but still, you see these things happen every day in our society. And it is a real, real shame. And had she been upfront about it, had they even talked about it up front, instead of assuming, maybe it wasn't a lie, maybe it was just an assumption, which is a fallacy in its own right. But still, had that conversation had it been...
And we're back
Welcome back to the Culture of Dad podcast with your boy Zay here, where we're discussing lies. The Culture of Dad podcast is the place that's offering you candid commentary on all things dad, which is really just all things. So today, like I said, we're discussing lies, and we are going to wrap this up relatively soon. Basically, we are going to... I am coming to the conclusion of my point with these overall segments. I just want to get to the point of inquiring, why do we do it? Why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we cause the drama and create the headache? Is it necessary? Is there a need? Now, don't get me wrong. I can hear the peanut gallery now saying, hey, it's easier said than done and nobody's perfect. I get the endless reasons and justifications. Hell, I still fall for them myself occasionally. Although at this point in my life, I really, really try not to. Just because, like I said, I don't go for the pain in the ass. I don't claim to know all the answers, but I do know you'd be surprised how quickly and easily those answers can come when you're real enough to own your shit and put your truth out there regardless. If we could all do that, well, just imagine this, the overhaul the world would take. Instead of living out of fear, we could be empowered to live from our true, authentic selves. Let the chips fall where they may and know we can handle it. This is just food for thought. It's just my take on this issue of lies. But if you have some thoughts and you have some commentary, please feel free to call in. Leave some feedback. Drop a message in the comments. Get featured on the podcast. Hell, do your own podcast in response. I would love to continue this conversation, and we will continue it down the line in further future details. So, like I said, call in. Leave some commentary. We'll be happy to feature you. And I hope to hear from you all soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Culture Dad Podcast. And we'll check you on the flip side. Peace.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.